Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I, 10 out of 10 times, if we're looking at that same thing, you know, I think I'd still try to work that timing of hitting that that spot. And I think the linebacker made a great play on that.
Tell me how you feel about it now, child.
All right, Dad. When I was young, my daddy turned on the TV.
Uh-huh. That's what my daddy did to me.
And there it began when he said, girl, listen to me.
Oh, this is sounding way too familiar.
Then there's the fence, the team in orange and blue. They never win.
That's still true.
But love them just like I love you.
Oh, man, sounds like it's happening all over again.
Daddy made me love the Dolphins. I'm sorry, did that. Really messed you up.
But it's my lot to love the Dolphins, although don't expect no ring. Daddy made me love the Dolphins.
I hope you're still hanging with me.
It's my lot to love the Dolphins, although.
They make
me cry.
A lot of crying. A lot of crying. All right. We say on that behalf, again, my brother-in-law and my nephew, thank you for the great work. Many, many years ago. Always appreciate that. Don't like playing it, but kind of where we are, man. Hey, great effort last night. I heard that. Oh, my gosh. We're getting better. We're getting better. We're still losing. We're 0-3. That's not the goal. The goal is not, hey, we only lost by 10 and we messed up a couple plays. Maybe we could have won. Well, looked like a lot of the same stuff. You just heard the two plays, Zach Sealer's play on an all-out hustle play up the middle, and it clearly hit him. And they go down and score. Go ahead, touchdown at that point, 28-21. And then Tua has got a chance. Great field position down right at, about the 20-yard line. And throws a pick. And I got to tell you, Tua, maybe you go back and look at it. I don't know if I'd throw that again if I was you or not. I mean, I'm not so sure I would throw that. And I got a lot of Tua in the show today. His numbers were okay. I thought Mike's game plan, and the more I watched Tua, I realized Mike's game plan was really good. I'll explain. We can't throw the ball down the field. I don't know what happened to Tua. He threw another one of those whatever that thing is down the middle between two guys and came up. I don't know, looked more like a short punt than it did a pass. Missed some throws on deeper routes down the side. I thought Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I thought Tyreek Hill was really good. I mean, he can't throw it to himself. Had another ball that was thrown too far outside and too late because didn't have any zip on it because he doesn't have any zip to throw on it. And it's a problem. Everybody's covering, you know, wondering. I come in here this morning. I just got off the plane and was able to get in here. And I wouldn't have missed this show for all the money in the world. Tua 22 of 34, 146 yards. Yeah. 22 completions, 146 yards, because everything we have to throw is short. And I give our guys credit. They actually caught some short passes, and Tyreek Hill, great effort, and Waddle getting separation, both of them, to move the chains. Didn't have big numbers. Didn't have Waddle, Tyreek Hill numbers that we're used to a couple years ago, 5 for 39 and 5 for 49 with some first downs in there. And you're going, Joe, geez, Tyreek Hill, fast man of football, less than 10 yards a catch. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man. All he can do is run his routes. Ran some great routes. Waddle ran some great routes as well. And sometimes if things look a little shaky up front, he can't get him the ball. He just can't do it. I don't know what's going on. I could have sworn a couple years ago when he was throwing deep passes and getting them out in front where Tyreek could run under him. I don't know. I don't see those kind of throws anymore. Now, listen, you can blame the O-line if you want a little bit. I didn't think they were that bad. Hell, they actually ran the ball 130 times. I think a lot of people been asking to see more of Ollie Gordon II, and we got it. I really like Mike's play calling last night. I did. I know we can dogpile on Mike for a lot of things that drive you nuts, but I thought he's creative. And again, they got all the weapons. They got guys that can run on the outside. They're still good. They got Achan. Don't always like the way they get Achan the ball on constant swing passes, because sometimes they get blown up for losses. If blocking's not real good out in front, or he's got to always break a tackle, which he breaks a lot of tackles one-on-one on the outside. But this goes back to you can't use your whole – now, some of it's the offensive line. Don't get me wrong. Some of it. But anybody that's just a cop-out, if you just come out and say, it's the offensive line, it's not Tua, then you're not watching the game. I don't know if he's beaten up from everything. I don't know what's going through the brain. He just doesn't have it. He just doesn't have it down the field. And I just figured out Mike's not going to make him throw stuff that he just can't do. And I think Mike's learning this thing that we just started talking about, like on deep throws, they might be short, so get ready to come back. It's kind of like years ago, they go, well, I'm going to throw it to the outside shoulder on the side. If you're well covered, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to throw the ball, and everybody's doing that. So I don't know if that's going to be a new thing where the quarterbacks, you know, go to throw it to a guy 50, 40, or 50 yards down the field and going to come up 10 yards short or not, or it kind of flutters the way that thing did last night. Somebody would have had a shotgun. They would have had a nice dinner for that pass down the middle. And I just realized – Chris must know. Mike must know. Tua can't make all the throws you need to make for what the weapons you have. You got too much horsepower for that guy to drive. He can't drive the car. It's got too much horsepower. He can't handle it. Can't handle it. I know everybody, you know, Tua this and Tua that. Tua's our guy. Tua buying Tua jerseys. Not. I watched it. You're going against a guy, and I know I'm comparing it to the guy he's playing against last night, who didn't have his greatest game, but it was damn good and fun to watch. Watch him zip it around, take off, penalty against him, runs up the middle, comes up about a yard short, what, on a first or second down after a penalty, and just runs up the middle and slides with that broken nose, although he did take a couple of big hits. Hey, there were a lot of guys played pretty good games last night. There was a lot of guys had some good games. And we'll talk about those guys a little bit, because they did by far play their best game. And they had a chance to either tie it or win it. By the way, we've said that about three or four times in the last 4 or 5 years up there, because we lost on a 61-yard field goal last year. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, man. This thing's not about – This is not some small school getting a big check and they're coming in to play the big boys in college football and they get a $1 million check and they lose by 10 and they go, hey, we were supposed to lose by 30. We feel pretty good. Let's head home. This is the NFL, man. This is the NFL. Now, there's reports that our owner is going to give this thing time and could be turning around and all those things, and saw guys before the game, and boy, there was happy, happy, joy out there. The bonding before the game, and some of our front office guys, you would have thought, man, they're all getting ready to go to a birthday party. So anyway, I don't think I'm kind of pissed. I hope they're a little pissed because if we think losing by 10 to Buffalo is that, hey, we didn't get blown out, covered the spread.
I just don't think they can play any better, Joe. Like, I don't have anything bad to say about them this morning. I think that's as good as they can play as a team, from the coaching to the on the field stuff. Like, I don't know that they are capable of doing any better.
Well,
they had a great game plan. I also thought Buffalo seemed to kind of have the game in cruise control, right? Like Buffalo didn't approach that game like they were playing a Ravens or something out there. They felt a little bit in cruise control.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Controlling that game, like they just were doing just enough to kind of win the game.
Well, they had a game plan to run it and throw short passes.
Yeah, I mean,
just
they weren't going
just like the last two teams.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I swear, didn't it feel like they all copied each other's game plans?
Yeah, but I just don't feel like the Dolphins can play any better as a team. I thought they did just about as much as they could. I don't want to blame Zach Sealer, by the way, today, because they would have gotten the ball, the 2-yard line? There's no guarantee they march down and score. So, like, again, it's hard to just blame him. You want to blame? So again, you had the ball at the end late, and this guy does what he does.
So listen,
and I don't want to hear these excuses for the interception, like that soundbite we're playing. Everything's like an excuse.
Yes.
You know, the guy made a great. Yeah. The guy didn't make a great play. You threw it right to him.
Yes, yes, he cut right in front of it.
I mean, come
and it
on,
wasn't
man.
Like he made some diving one-handed catch. I agree. I think we're all rolling our eyes when we heard that last night. So here's the deal. You're right, Woody.
You believe they can play it? I just don't think. I think that was it. That was the best shot they have to give.
If Tua wants to act, he's getting the money of a franchise quarterback. But if you want to act like one a little bit, you finish those games off and you go, I'm going to go down and Mike's going to have to make a decision whether we kick the extra point or we go for two. But it's not going to be because of me. I'm going to take the team down. He's had a chance now 3 times in the last 2 games, 3 times to go down and do it. And I'm sick of anybody out there wants to blame everybody else from Mike's play calling. And I just realized last night it hit me because Tyreek and Jalen actually played their ass off. I don't know how much. Did they show a lot of isolations on some of the stuff?
They did. They no, Joe, like those guys.
I hope they said good things about him because those two, they were all in. They took themselves out a couple times after getting banged up and came right back in. And I know, you know, people, old schoolers, wish they would stay in the game all the time. But look at, man, you're a franchise quarterback. I don't want to hear about some guy came free and you had to throw around a guy. I watched Josh Allen throw around guys. He threw a sidearm. He was throwing them sidearm. He was doing those Mahomes flips last night. Like he's got to finish the frigging game. Let's stop making excuses for Tua.
I thought the offensive line played well last night.
I didn't think
they gave him more than enough time to throw the ball.
They
right?
did. They did take Keon out, by the way, which – I think a lot of people are wondering why that didn't happen before the game. I don't know if he got injured or not, but so anyway, there was
seemed to hold up though, didn't it? I mean, I didn't see Tua taking a ton of shots back there.
He was
scrambling a little bit.
They actually were able to, like I said, run the ball.
Yeah,
you know, and I was glad to see finally. You know, it's so funny when I hear fans screaming and the media screaming about something, and then it happens. And that seems to happen a lot on this team. In fairness to our media guys, who some of you might not like, and you may have guys you like or not, but we've all been on this Ollie Gordon. Like, you can't just run Achan and play Achan and throw it to Achan, and who got a bunch of targets last night, and run to Achan. And listen, he is special. He is a really good player. But the big back and the way they complement each other last night, running hard right up the middle. People, we've been screaming about that. Now, we got other problems, but it's good to see that one last night. And he got some carries. We saw him get carries. Now, I don't know what he did differently like last night to go, hey, you know, our media and our fan base might be onto something about, you know. I mean, everybody's watching it. You know, I always say, man, people, you know, they can see with their own eyes, like, hey, why? Well, we didn't have enough snaps. They made it a point. Mike made it a point last night to make sure the rookie got snaps. They ran the ball 25 times. And then again, this game plan, this past game looked a little bit like last year. It did. And I don't want to hear about too deep. The only thing I want to hear about that starts with a T is not too deep. I want to hear Tua, because that's the problem.
You got to take that out of the game plan right now, though, right? I mean, he, for whatever reason, like he threw that one up again last night to Tyreek. Those things are just wobbling.
I said it three times this morning.
Yeah, those things are ugly. But, hey, man, look, the bottom line is you had a chance at the end of that game. Would you have 3 minutes left? You're on their 20.
Yes.
Like, that's all you can hope for in a game like that. They were massive underdogs that game.
You got all the time. Yeah, you got
all you could ask for last night.
Tied 14-14. You go in there. And by the way, they were on their way to scoring the first three possessions before field goal kicker missed a short one for them. But, hey, I give Dolphins credit. They came back and scored and tied it up. But, again, this thing's not about – I know there's still 14 games left. I understand that. There's still 14 games left, but you're still 0-3. And you can go, wow, we're getting better. We're going to clean it up. We're playing hard, and there's a lot of good things. One thing I'm going to tell you, one thing I'm concerned with is this Tua thing. I don't think he throws the ball. So here's the frustrating thing. For some reason, I keep thinking about the Washington Redskins game. And then a couple other games pop up where he's throwing it all over the field and throwing it. Commanders. And he's throwing it down the field. And then, like, his throws don't even look close to how he used to throw it. Like, and his arm was never the strongest in the NFL. And
he looks like he's taking a step back. And I, people are saying that too, like something is, I don't know what's up, Joe, but yeah, it does.
I don't know either, but listen, man,
back.
You're playing the most important position, arguably in sports. You got paid to play it at a high level and you're not doing it and physically. I don't know if you can.
Regardless, though, throw all that stuff out the window right now. Cause it doesn't even matter. It's like, you got the ball at the 20, you're driving up the field and you make that massive mistake right on cue, man.
That throw has nothing to do with arm strength. I agree. More my frustration, another one might not have bothered you last night, but Tyreek catches a ball, but he couldn't get his foot down. And he turned that guy around. That guy's so scared he's going to run by him. That guy took off three steps ahead of him like they're racing. And you tell that little guy, the little buddy, he goes, well, you're a lot faster. And he goes, well, just take off and run, and I'll try to catch in. We'll race.
There were a few on the sideline where he seemed to just miss guys. And Herb Street did a nice job kind of breaking it down about his mechanics and, you know, all that stuff. But
I don't know about mechanics, but he is on a different page. Like, hey, and this is what happens when you can't, you know, throw it the way you need to, that it's all over, man. And again, Tyreek has been a target for a lot of things. But not last night, man. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. I don't want to take away from that big game tomorrow. I may call it my therapy game. Canes and Gators tomorrow night. College game day on campus tomorrow. Probably in town right now. Herbie, man. Herbie jumped from Buffalo. Got on a private plane and
Said he was flying in this morning. He had meetings at 9 a.m.
Yeah. So he'll be not a bad flight. 220, 230.
I think he's got his own plane, too.
Yeah, I think he does, I'm guessing.
Definitely not a bad flight.
I'm guessing. He could either be on the corporate somewhere between the Amazon plane, and which probably a nice jet, to the ESPN jet, and that's probably not a bad one either. Or, you know what? The money he's making, he could just jump on his own right now. Charter a special one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.